弟兄姊妹们早安。感谢主，我今日能够喺度同弟兄姊妹一起嚟擘饼。
And greetings to you all from all the brothers and sisters at Concord.
从喺东湾嘅聚会嘅地方，我带嚟问候弟兄姊妹。
And thank you all for your prayers because last night I was full of allergies, sneezing, running nose.
感谢弟兄姊妹们为我嚟继续嘅祷告，因为我昨晚咧就好多嘅鼻敏感、流鼻水等等。
I was really worried, but now you can see I'm totally fine. I don't know if it is just a pause or a complete healing. I'll know it rest of the day, but for now.
感謝主，而家好好多啦，你都睇到。
For now, His grace is sufficient.
現在嚟講，主嘅恩典係夠用嘅。
Yeah, let's have a word of prayer.
我哋一起嚟有做一個禱告。
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity that we could all gather around your table and give you praise.
感謝主，今天早上我哋能夠聚在你桌子面前，帶出我哋嘅讚美。
Because you are worthy of all our praises, Lord, for what you have done on the cross.
為著你在十字架上所做嘅一切，我哋感謝你。
And what you are doing in our lives every day.
為著你喺我哋現在喺我哋生命中所做嘅，我哋感謝你。
And what you have promised and a great hope you have given us for the future.
為著你所應許我哋前面嘅盼望，我哋感謝你。
And now, Lord, we submit this time into your hands that you will speak to us.
主，現在我哋將以下呢段時間嚟交俾你。
And reveal what you want to reveal to us, Lord.
主，你請向我哋嚟説話。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶穌嘅名。
Amen.
My wife always reminds me that when I speak here, sometimes I just go in a flow and then don't let the translator translate.
我太太時常嚟提醒我，我講到嘅時候咧，一路係講落去就唔記得停下嚟，要翻譯。
May God help us this morning. Help me this morning.
願主嚟幫助你。
Let's turn to Book of Psalms, Chapter 4.
我哋先嚟到詩篇第四篇。
Book of Psalms, Chapter 4, Verse 3.
詩篇第四篇第三節。
But know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him.
你们要知道耶和华已经分别敬善人、敬圣人归他自己。我求告耶和华，他必听我。
So, I read this verse probably a month or so ago.
我大约系一个月前读到呢句嘅经文。
And I was stuck at that place where it says has set apart for himself.
一句话特别呢个字系摸住我，就系耶话已经分别敬圣人归他自己。
Even though I went ahead into other chapters and other parts of the Bible, but somehow my thoughts were just revolving around that word set apart for himself.
我继续系读到其他嘅经文，但系我嘅脑海中呢一句呢几个字特别系摸着我，就系耶和华已经分别敬圣人归他自己。
So, for some of you, being a Christian and knowing the truth, knowing God, might be a natural flow through the family.
对于有一啲嘅基督徒嚟讲，可能在座中系有啲我哋系好自然地就进入咗基督徒嘅家庭当中。
Like you are born and brought up in a Christian family, and you know that truth since your childhood, and you have a revelation as part of the church.
譬如你喺细细个就跟住父母嚟到教会中，就自然地就成为基督徒，加入教会，好自然嘅。
But for me, being born in a Hindu family and my parents were not believers.
对于我嚟讲，我父母并非系基督徒。我是由一个印度教那个的背景中出来的。
Even though my grandmother is a believer, but yet I don't have an everyday fellowship with God's word or a prayer. So it's something new for me.
縱使我嘅祖母佢係基督徒，但係我由細到大都冇一啲嘅禱告啊，或者主嘅話喺我身邊嚟幫助我。
And as it says in Psalm chapter 139, we don't have to turn, but in Psalm chapter 139, David says, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made by God."
啊，喺詩篇一百三十九篇嗰度講，我哋就係受造係奇妙可為。Thank you, John.
So, what a confidence and understanding he would have to give such a statement saying that God has made me fearfully and wonderfully.
點解神要咁講？我哋嘅受造，我嘅受造係奇妙同埋可畏咧？
So he went through his life and he has experienced it and he understood it. Only then he could give such a statement.
係由一個有經歷嘅人要講出嚟嘅，就係呢個人係經歷咗人生，佢係知道乜嘢係奇妙可畏。
And we see the same in Genesis chapter 1 as well. When God created, we can clearly see He created everything else.
在創世記第一章，我們已經知道神的創造，祂是創造了萬物。
And then towards the end, He created man in His own image. So there is something unique about when creating man.
在最後的時候，神是創造了人出來，是特別的。創造人出嚟係一個特別嘅。
And hearing all these things, like how God created us wonderfully and in a unique way.
當我哋想到神點樣嘅特別創造人嘅時候。
And then when we are away from His purpose, how He sent His own Son to save us.
當我哋走出咗神嘅心意之後，神還差佢嘅兒子嚟拯救我哋。
And then here saying.I have set you apart for Himself.
而喺呢度，詩篇第四篇第三節咁樣講，係耶和華係已經分別傾城人歸他自己。
So these all things have put me really into deep thoughts. That is the reason I was around that verse for a long time.
所以係因著藉著呢啲嘅話喺我哋一度嘅默想嘅時候。神就俾我又話
，because I believe that being saved means we are in a sanctification process.
我深信我哋被拯救係得救係一個成聖嘅過程。
That is something like an ongoing journey.
係一路要繼續經過呢個成聖嘅過程。
So we hear in the Bible.Our relationship with God is compared to like it's related like bride and bridegroom.
喺聖經嚟講，我哋與神嘅關係係有一個形容，就係我哋好似新郎同埋新婦嗰個嘅關係。
It's not like bride and guest or bridegroom and guest.
唔係新郎同埋嗰啲客人，唔係新娘同埋客人嘅關係，並非如此。
Because guest would come to the wedding and guest would leave, he may or may continue to have relationship with that family.
因為客人嚟到飲宴走咗，咁可能佢之後就冇同嗰個主人有嗰個關係，係咪
？But bride and bridegroom, they're bound to continue that relationship.
但係新郎同埋新娘，佢哋就係二人成為一體，係一路嘅有呢個關係。
So that's how the two are set apart.Or is selected for one for each other.
所以佢哋彼此就係分別為咗對方。
So I believe that when God calls us, that we are set apart for Him, which means that we are saved, and then we continue that journey, that relationship with Him.
我相信主係救我哋，拯救我哋之後，係叫我地嚟分別。嚟歸去自己之後有一個過程，我哋繼續嚟認識佢。
And we are so thankful, my family, that we are coming here for Friday night fellowship.
我哋感謝主係帶領我同我家人喺星期五晚上嚟參加查經聚會。
Because we don't know one and a half year ago, this came to our thoughts that we should start going for Friday night Bible study.
主將個心思嚟星期五晚上聚會放喺我當中。
So because this, when I read this word set apart, and when I relate that word with the journey we are going through in Exodus and now going into Book of Joshua.
當我想起依句話，耶和華係分別將我哋依虔誠嘅人歸去他自己嘅時候，我唔能夠唔想到喺出埃及記，直至去到而家約書亞記，係神係點樣帶領佢嘅子民。
So when I relate both of them, I could understand really what that set apart means for my life.
當我從舊約咁樣睇嘅時候，我就認識到啊，乜嘢叫做神將佢嘅子民分別嚟歸去俾佢自己。
So, just for an encouragement, let's go through some other verses.
我哋嚟睇下其他嘅經文。
Let's read through Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and 6.
出埃及記第十九章第五同埋第六節。
Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and 6.
出埃及記第十九章第五同埋六節。
Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中作属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我作祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
Then let's turn to Leviticus chapter 20.
我们再来看看利未记第二十章。
Leviticus chapter 20, verse 26.
利未记第二十章第二十六节。
And you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine.
你们要归我为圣，因为我耶和华是圣的，并叫你们与万民有分别，使你们作我的民。
And then let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
我们再来回到生命记第七章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples on the face of the earth.
因为你归耶和华你神为圣洁的民，耶和华你神从地上的万民中拣选你，特作自己的子民。
So in all these verses we just read, the words we see are chosen from the people, away from people, and then a special treasure, and for myself, for me. So these are the words that we see.
依幾句嘅經文有一個共同嘅點，就係説明耶和華點樣將佢嘅子民係分別作為自己嘅。耶和華係聖潔嘅，佢嘅民都係聖潔嘅，係從萬民之中嚟揀選落嚟出嚟。
Which means that God saving us is not limited to just saying you're sinners, so I'm just saving you.
就係説明神嚟揀選拯救我哋。不是就咁单单从哦，我将你从罪恶中拯救出嚟，就咁就算数。
It is saying that you belong to me. You are so valuable for me.
神嘅意思就系话，我拣选你，你对我系非常之重要，你系好特别嘅一位。
And in this saving from sin, there is something beyond that I want to continue to have that journey with you.
神从罪，首先从罪中将我哋拯救出嚟之后。是有一个目的，有一个心意，要带我们往前继续走一条的道路。
And this set apart is like calling us for a specific purpose, a specific journey.
这个分别为圣的意思就是说，前面有一条道路，我们要这样做才可以继续跟上去。
For us to allow divine intervention in our day-to-day lives. for us to allow divine intervention in our day-to-day lives.
是从上面来的指引。
And then, as we walk, to have sense of accountability how we are walking in our day-to-day lives.
并且我们继续往前的时候，是有一个要负责的态度。
And at the same time, set apart word means that we are also protected as we are in this journey.
并且是我们走一条道路的时候，我们就是一个保护者。
So, as we are reading the Old Testament starting from Genesis,
当我们从旧约，从创世纪起手的时候,
we can look at so many lives, characters where we can take some, draw some encouragement and relate them with this word set apart.
我们会见到很多的旧约从创世纪起手的人物，中见到他们是怎样被神来分别为圣来归自己。
So, if we look at the life of Noah, we can see that he is living in a corrupt world at that time.
你看看挪亚那个时代，他那个时代是充满了腐败黑暗。
People around him are all corrupted.
挪亚身边周围的人都是这些腐败黑暗的人。
But when God chose him, when God spoke to him,
当神拣选挪亚呼召他的时候,
to get away from that corrupt world around him and to build an ark for him and his family.
从这个腐败当中来分别出来，建造一个方舟，你和你的家人都要在里面。
And he responded right away and without any questions, he responded and did exactly what God asked him to do.
挪亚毫无疑问，毫无任何问题，就这样跟着神这样说，他就这样做。
And there we read a word hearing like this, people around him laughed at him.
圣经就这样记载，在挪亚身边的人，他就嘲笑他。
So as we read the words, it may be very simple, laughed at him, but just really imagine ourselves today in this world, when we are unique and when we stand for something, how much we face humiliation or whatever, and just think about himself alone at that time, and what he would have gone through, and also.
嘲笑可能系好一个好简单嘅字，但你想象下，你现今作为基督徒，你有啲特别，有啲与人唔同嘅，但系旁边嘅人可能都会排斥你。你想象下挪亚嗰阵时一个人咁样俾人嘲笑，你想象下所经过嘅系点样嘅情况？
And building the ark wasn't as easy as these days. He might have taken a lot of days, and all these days, sustaining through all this laughing around him, how he could have survived and sustained, it's just because he's set apart.
并且做个方舟唔系简单嘅事，比起现在嚟讲，你谂下系要经过一段嘅时间，喺嗰段嘅时间里边，周围嘅旁边啲人喺度咁样讲佢，你想象下佢所经过嘅。
And he responded to that call of being set apart.
但是挪亚就是跟着主要他分别出来那个的呼召继续往前。
And then next we'll look at the life of Abraham.
你看看继续看看亚伯拉罕亚伯兰的生命。
And we know that he is with his family, with all his relatives in a place called Ur.
在吾尔，他是亚伯兰，是同佢嘅祖宗嘅家人同族一齐生活。
And then God called him to come out of that his place where he is living and go with his own family.
神就喺吾尔嗰度嚟呼召亚伯兰出嚟，你离开嗰个地方。
So he moved to a place called Haran.
佢就去到哈兰呢个地方。
And from there, he separated even the small family he has around, and just by him, he and himself, and then Sarah, his wife, God moved them to a place called Canaan.
他就带着他的太太，一同的家人，一同的来到迦南地这个地方。
And imagine some of us migrants who came from other countries, like just going into a new place, not knowing anyone. I mean, these days we have some contacts.
你諗下，如果我哋作移民嘅，你知道係從一個地方去到一個新嘅地方，唔熟悉嘅地方，要經過嘅係乜嘢嘅事情？
So just imagine those days, just believing in what God said, he just left and then went to the promised land.
呢個時代作移民還好，喺嗰個時代係冇任何嘅通訊嘅，所以係非常之困難嘅。
And even there, we know that his whole life, what all challenges he has to face, and we know that sometimes he also lost faith in God.
喺阿伯拉罕喺迦南地嘅時候，係經過嘅旅程係好艱難嘅，佢一直係要憑信嚟跟隨神。
But yet he is able to restore because God gave him that such kind of a strength, and God forgave him, took him in, and he continued in that journey.
雖然佢有時信心軟弱，但係神話係繼續嘅扶持佢，佢能夠起嚟繼續走呢條嘅道路。
And again here, being set apart from rest of his family, being alone, and how he responded and how he lived for God.
個重點就係阿伯拉罕被神分別嚟歸俾佢自己，然後佢同佢嘅家庭就分別出嚟走一條嘅道路。
And then we know the life of Jacob.
並且我哋知道雅各嘅故事。
And then his deceitful nature, where he's not honest with anything. He just tries things his own way.
佢係中意呃人嘅，佢中意揾人笨嗰個人。
But yet how he was brought under God's grace, and how he responded to God, and how he sustained his life.
但係主嘅恩典嚟呼召佢，而雅各亦都咁樣嘅回應，而神就咁樣嘅一直扶持佢，扶持佢，扶著佢嚟走呢條嘅道路。
Yes, he had some challenges, even then after that, had some challenges in his family, and how to set order, he had some challenges there.
冇錯，雅各嘅生命當中係許多嘅challenge，就係挑戰佢嘅事情，不斷嘅發生。
But yet, because he responded to that being set apart, he was able to sustain in that journey.
但係因着雅各係回應主要分別佢出嚟嗰嘅呼召，所以雅各就被扶著地，被神扶持住嚟走一條道路。
And then next comes Joseph.
約瑟。
We know how many challenges he went through in his life, being sold by his own brothers and going into a new country.
約瑟係俾佢兄弟出賣，賣咗去埃及地嗰度。
And he was thrown into jail for something that he didn't really, the mistake that he didn't really do.
係俾人誣告，落咗監獄嗰度。
But yet he never lost that faith in God. He was never disappointed.
係從冇失去過信心，從冇對神失望。
He continued to show that set aparted life in him.
佢繼續嘅經歷嘅就係一直嘅被神分別歸佢自己。
And then Moses.
摩西。
We also see his life. We have read through Book of Exodus. We have done Bible study.
我哋已經讀過出埃及記，我哋知道摩西嘅一生嘅過程。
So being in a very comfortable palace.
喺一個好舒適嘅皇宮當中。
So he is part of a family that is very influential and that have power.
佢就喺一個非常之有影響力嘅一個王朝嘅家族當中做王子嘅。
But yet, with God's calling him as set apart, he came out of all that comfort and power.
但係當神聖潔嘅神呼召佢分別歸於自己嘅時候，佢就答應從呢個舒適嘅當中走出嚟。
And he stood for the God's purpose.
就係為著神嘅心意嚟出嚟而活。
And as we read through Book of Exodus, we have seen that how many challenges he has to face in the journey.
哎呀，當然你睇下出埃及嘅時候，摩西所經過嘅真係唔簡單。
And how much he has to deal with the stubborn people who are murmuring.
摩西 朝頭早到夜晚都係對住依班麻冤嘅子民。
But yet, being in a set apart life, how his life is, we can look at.
但係我哋知道摩西嘅生命佢所經歷嘅，佢能夠點咁樣經歷，因為佢係答應神嗰個分別為聖歸自己嗰嘅呼召。
And then now, the life that I want to concentrate more on is Joshua.
啊，我要啊。再嚟深入嘅睇一睇，下一個人物就係約書亞。
As we are currently doing Bible study in Book of Joshua，
我而家就係讀緊約書亞記，係咪
？Let's turn to Book of Deuteronomy。
我哋嚟到生命記
，Chapter 34，
第三十四章。
Verse 9.
第九節。
Now Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the children of Israel heeded him and did as the Lord has commanded Moses.
亂的兒子約書亞，因為摩西曾按手在他頭上，就被智慧的靈充滿，以色列人便聽從他，照著耶和華吩咐摩西的行了。
So here we can see that Joshua is being prepared to lead Israelites into the promised land.
我哋喺一節度見到約書亞就係被預備點樣接班去領以色列人帶領佢哋往前。
They're all right at the entrance of the promised land right now.
佢哋就喺迦南美地就喺佢哋面前啦，就要過嗰個嘅邊境啦。
And according to God's purpose,Moses' work is done or here, and he cannot proceed further. He cannot enter into the promised land.
照着神嘅心意，摩西就喺度要停落嚟啦。摩西唔能够进入迦南地。
So now it's Joshua who has to take up that responsibility.
往前嘅带佢哋嘅下一位就系约书亚。
And before that, let's see Joshua's history, past history, how he came here.
我哋嚟睇一睇约书亚嘅背景。
So let's turn to Book of Exodus, chapter 24.
出埃及記第二十四章。
Verse 13.
第十三節。
So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God.
啊，摩西和他嘅帮手约书亚起来上了神的山。
So here we can see that Joshua is assistant to Moses.
呢度见到好明显嘅，约书亚就系摩西嘅帮手。
And we see through Book of Exodus, he has been with Moses. Every time when he went up to the mountain, he was with him.
哦，喺出埃及記我哋見到每一次摩西被神呼召上山嘅時候，約書亞都係同佢一齊嘅。
And when they had to fight with Amalekites, when Moses was communicating with God, getting the messages.
啊，當啊佢哋同亞瑪利人爭戰嘅時候，摩西同神交涉嘅時候
，Joshua was right on the field, at the fighting.
約書亞就在下面打仗。
So we can clearly see that through the book of Exodus, we can see Joshua is always with Moses assisting him.
在出埃及記我們看到約書亞就一直跟著摩西做這些事情。
And then let's turn to book of Numbers.
去到民數記那裡。
Chapter 14.
第十四章。
Verse 6 to 10.
第六至到第十节。
But Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes. And they spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, The land we pass through is spy out. The land we pass through to spy out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them.
窥探地嘅人中，乱嘅儿子约书亚和耶夫尼嘅儿子加勒撕裂衣服，对以色列人全会众说：我们所窥探经过之地是极美之地。耶和华若喜悦我们，就必将我们领进那地，把地赐给我们。那地原是流奶与蜜之地，但你们不可背叛耶和华，也不要怕那地嘅居民。因为他们是我们的食物，并且荫庇他们的已经离开他们，有耶和华与我们同在，不要怕他们。
So we all know the context here in chapter 13.
十三章那里是有很多的背景。
So Israelites were right around in the wilderness and they were planning to enter into the promised land.
以色列人在旷野中，他们准备要进入迦南美地。
And when Moses gathered spies, one each from tribe, and he sent them to the promised land to spy out.
摩西就找出每一个族有一个的人，有十二个的探子来窥探，看看这个美地。
Spy out and see how the land is, and is it favorable to go and conquer the land.
看看这个美地，他们要准备来占领这个美地。
And we know when all the spies came back, 10 of them, everybody said that the land is good.
他们全部人，所有人都见到这个美地是一个实在流奶与蜜的，是一个美好的地方。
But 10 of them were against going and fighting and conquering the land.
但是12个探子，其中10个，他们决议他们说不要去。
Because they have seen that the people of the land of Canaan were mighty and very strong.
因为他们所眼见到的就是迦南美地那些巨人吓死他们。
And they said that we cannot go and fight with them.
哎呀，跟他们打不得掂，不要去。
But here in verse 6 we see Joshua and Caleb, they are the only two that said, yes, good.
但第六節嗰度，我哋見到約書亞同埋加勒有另外一個反應。
So they are the only two. They said, "Land is good, and God is with us. Let us go and conquer."
佢哋嘅反應就係、是，耶和華將呢個美地賜俾我哋，耶和華越喜悅我哋，佢必與我哋同在。我们必要得着这个地。
So that is what we see, the character of Joshua, how he is.
所以我们就在这里见到约书亚这个人是怎样的一个人，人品。
And yet, after this, we know that they don't really, they decided not to go for conquering the land.
我们知道因着这件事情，我们又知道他们怎样就没有继续去在那个时刻来进入那个美地。
And the people were murmuring, saying that we would have died in Egypt. Why unnecessarily come here and die?
他们以色列人就在那埋怨，你怎么在埃及地领我们出来，宁死在埃及好过在这里。
And the consequences of that is God says, you're not going to go into promised land.You're going to wander around here in this wilderness.
神跟住就话：冇错，你咁样讲，神就咁样俾佢哋，就容许佢哋喺旷野嗰度灭亡。
Only after this murmuring generation, all of them die, the new generation would enter into the promised land.
系就系因着呢件事情，第一代要咁样过去，反而第二代要起嚟进入迦南地。
And if you think about Joshua, what would have been going on in his heart or in his thoughts?
你想象下喺约书亚心里边思维里面所谂嘅想嘅系乜嘢咧
？Now and also from there on, whatever next 40 years of wandering around, what would have been his thoughts? What would have been Joshua's thoughts now at that time, and also next from there, they're wandering around in the wilderness for a while.
我哋可以想象下，约书亚喺经历嗰四十年，喺嗰个旷野嗰度，佢哋游荡嘅时候，并且之后佢哋准备进入迦南美地嘅时候，佢所经过嘅，所喺佢心里边所想嘅。
So if it were me and I said something and because that didn't happen because all the other groups said no, and the consequences were that I have to suffer for some years, I would be really not happy, or you know, I couldn't accept it.
如果你係約書亞，如果我係約書亞，因為依啲子民被神懲罰，我要同佢哋一齊咁樣捱，經過依四十年，先至可以入迦南美地。你睇下，你會唔會灰心？你會傻啊？有啲放棄嘅感覺。
It was not my mistake, but yet I have to be part of the consequences that are happening.
并非我做错事，但要跟埋呢班子民一齐嘅嚟经过神嘅审判。
I think it's very hard to accept that kind of consequence on us.
我相信咁样对我哋嚟讲系非常之难接受嘅事情。
But yet we don't see anywhere in the future books that Joshua complained or murmured or brought this point up.
但系我哋睇到约书亚从现今开始之后嘅经文，佢从未有埋怨过。
Not only that, he just continued still to assist Moses and to lead Israelites.
唔单止系咁样，并且系继续嘅作摩西嘅助手，一直落去。
And as we see, as we start Book of Joshua, he is the one that stepped up to lead Israelites into the promised land.
我哋嚟到约书亚记嘅时候，睇到佢就继续喺嗰度带领以色列人往前。
And we can see as we are reading Book of Joshua, we can see in chapter 1 how he's encouraging Israelites.
我哋喺约书亚第一章嗰度见到佢点样嘅嚟承接着摩西嚟鼓励呢班以色列人。
And how he is preparing them, quietly waiting upon Lord in his direction.
約書亞係點樣嘅默默地等嚟等候神點樣嚟往前。
And also another character we can see in Book of Joshua is in Joshua chapter 2.
另一個約書亞特點喺第二章約書亞記嗰度見到。
And that is Rahab.
就係拉合嘅事情。
So in Joshua chapter 2, let's read from verse 4 and 5.
喺約書亞記第二章，我哋嚟讀第四同埋第五節。
Then the woman took the two men and hid them. So she said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. And it happened as the gate was being shut, when it was dark, that the men went out. Where the men went, I do not know. Pursue them quickly, for you may overtake them."
女人将二人隐藏，就回答说：那人果然到我这里来，他们是哪里来的，我却不知道。天黑要关城门嘅时候，他们出去了，往哪里去，我却不知道。你们快快嘅去追赶，就必追上。
So even her life, when we were going through this chapter.Her life also spoke to me a lot.
係拉合嘅生命，佢所做嘅，亦都神向咗我説話。
As part of understanding that word set apart.
為著依個重點，就係神點樣分別我哋嚟歸去自己依個重點嚟睇起。
Because as she was talking with the army that came to her home,
當拉合嚟對依啲嚟。捉人捉依啲探子嘅人嚟交涉嘅时候
，So I think we know this story also. I'm not going into the story, but we know that the spies came into the city of Jericho.
我哋對呢個故事都好熟悉。當呢個探子嚟到耶利哥城嚟捉呢啲人嘅時候
，and when the city of Jericho, when they found that spies were in, they were trying to find, and that's how the army came to her home to find them。
我哋知道探子啊入咗去耶利哥城，而呢一啲嘅軍隊就嚟去入去入城去捉佢哋。
Even though those spies were in her home, but she lied to her own people, saying that they came and they left. I don't know where they are.
探子就去到拉合嘅家里边，喺屋企入边嚟敲门嚟揾佢，快啲带佢哋出嚟。但系拉合就就喺度就俾咗个藉口佢哋，佢哋唔喺度，走咗啦。
And such a big risk she has taken on her life.
啊，原来拉合。是冒着生命的危险讲出这个大话。
So unless there is God's revelation in her, unless there is that responding to that call,
如果不是神给一个的 revelation, 就是启示给拉合，拉合是怎会这样来分别自己？
Otherwise, just in the human perspective,This is a very risky thing and hard thing to do for her.
從人嘅角度嚟睇，依個係好冒好大嘅險嘅事情。
Because we know that she was rewarded for what she did, she was rewarded later.
啊，我哋知道佢拉合因著事情之後，佢係被獎賞嘅。
But at that point, I don't know if she was really sure of that reward.
但係喺依個時刻，軍隊嚟敲門嘅時候。我唔知道拉合有冇想起将来要得嘅奖赏。
But we see she responded to that call of being set apart, like not live like the people that are living in the city of Jericho.
但系我哋所知道嘅就系拉合系将佢自己从耶利哥城所有嘅人中分别出自己嚟，为着神嘅心意。
So we all know how her life was later on. She not only her.Her family was also saved from the destruction that happened in Jericho.
我哋知道拉合以后落嚟嘅发生对佢发生嘅事情，同埋家人点样被神嚟拯救出嚟。
And not only that, let's see how much more she is even rewarded.
并非如此，之后接下落嚟佢有更多嘅奖赏。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1 verse 5.
我哋嚟到新約馬太福音第一章第五節。
So here we are reading the genealogy of Christ.
我哋喺度見到耶穌基督嘅家譜。
In chapter 5 it says, Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab, Boaz begot Obed by Ruth, Obed begot Jesse.And Jesse begot David the king.
啊，喺依度讲，撒门从拉合是生波亚斯，波亚斯从路德是生俄比德，俄比德生耶西，耶西生大卫王。
And we all know that David's family genealogy continues to be Jesus Christ's family.
我哋知道。基督耶稣基督是从大卫，是大卫的子孙，是大卫的后裔。
Which means Rahab is part of that family tree.
所以我们在这里明显的看到，就是Rahab, 就是拉合，就是在耶稣基督家谱中是有份的。
So this is how she was rewarded.
这个就是神怎样奖赏拉合。
So,This is the encouragement God is giving us through that word being set apart.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个就是神对我们呼召答应主怎样来将我们分别出来归去自己的奖赏。
So God is inviting us to being set apart in this world. Come out.
神在他的话中邀请我们每一个人来分别自己。
To be a chosen people as we live in this world.
在我们这个世界中生活的时候被分别出来被拣选出来。
And we all, such set apart people, we all join together as one body here.
我们是被拣选出来的一班人合而为一在一的里面来敬拜主来聚会。
Because at least in my experience, as we live in this world, there are many ways that we are not preferred, or there are many ways that people look at us sometimes as a unique people.
喺我經歷嚟講，喺個世界上生活。 因為我哋作為基督徒，許多人睇我哋，覺得我哋有啲特別，有啲唔同。
In the sense, not in the good way, in the view of the world.
有啲係並非係善意嘅看待。
But yet, we know why we are living such separated lives.
但係我哋知道，我哋點解要分別嘅生活。
Because we know that God has chosen us.
因為主揀選咗我哋。
And we know that we are set apart by Him. And then that journey is not going to be an easy journey. Because we have seen all these characters and in the Bible that we just read about. They all have their own challenges. But yet they're able to overcome because they know the value of that being set apart. So let's turn to Matthew chapter
7.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
馬太福音第七章第十三同埋第十四節.
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
你們要進窄門，因為引道滅亡，那門是寬的，路是大的。 進去的人也多，引到永生，那門是窄的，路是小的，找著的人也少。
So the gate that God opened for us is not wide, it's narrow way.
神喜悅我們走的道路，不是寬闊的道路，反而是窄那條。
And we need to strive through to get into that gate.
我們要努力的，爭取著進這條窄門，走這條窄路。
And we need sustenance, patience and strength to be in their journey to get into that narrow gate.
我們需要有忍耐，有主俾我哋嘅力量，有主俾我哋扶持住我哋，咁樣去走呢條窄路。
That is what we have seen in each and every one of those lives.
我哋喺嗰啲聖經嘅人物已經見到佢哋係咁樣。
But yet, we are not alone.
但係我哋並非係單獨嘅嚟走。
He is with us in every part of our journey.
主係與我哋一起。 在每一站,每一步,都是与我们同在。
We can see when they went to conquer Jericho, we can see God is with them.
我们看到他们来得着耶利哥城的时候,神怎样与他的子民同在。
They took the ark and they were making rounds around Jericho.
他们就是背着祭司,背着约柜,就这样在耶利哥城外边游行。
So God is with them in every aspect.
是每一站每一个细节里面都是与他的子民同在。
And God knows our weaknesses.
并且神知道我们软弱那些点。
He's not ignorant or judgmental about our weaknesses.
神对着我们那些弱点，他不是来判断我们，不是在那说我们。
Because in the book of Judges, when God chooses Gideon to fight on behalf of Israelites.
因為見到喺士師記神揀選基甸嘅時候係點樣揀選?
So Gideon tests God at least 3 or 4 times in the first 2-3 chapters of Judges.
喺士師記第2、3頭嗰幾章裏邊，基甸係懷疑神，佢要問神，要神證明俾佢一啲嘅嘢，佢先至肯跟住神。
When God called him to go fight with someone, he asked for a sign.
當神要起來對敵人來爭戰的時候，他要問神是不是真的。 你請你俾個sign，笑頭俾我就清楚啦。
So first when I read that, I thought, okay, this is the first time. So God is so gracious and He allowed it.
我讀嘅時候，第一次嘅時候，啊，神你真係恩待基甸啊！你咁樣扶住佢，帶住佢。
And again in the second chapter, again before going for the battle, He again asked for a sign.
但係第二次神要佢嚟爭戰嘅時候，佢又再問神，你再俾多個兆頭。
And right after that, he again asked whatever he did in the sign to reverse it and show him.
Sorry. Oh. 跟住因着佢嘅信心，可能佢唔够信，佢就再问阿神，你再俾多个兆头，系与前一个系相反嘅，嚟对我嚟证实一下。
But yet all the way, God is never angry with him. He showed him what he wants.
但系整个过程中，神冇对佢有一个嘅介意。
So I think God knows his weaknesses.
我相信神知道佢嘅弱点。
So he want to be patient and he want to prepare him for the battle. He want to encourage him.
神好温柔嘅咁样对待佢，准备佢、预备佢、扶住佢、带领佢去征战。
Because the second time when I was reading it, I thought like it will end like God will be angry.
我相信，读嘅时候见到第二次，可能惊神可能会发嬲喎，今次咁样问佢。
But it was not. He grants what he wants.
神冇答发嬲啊！神反而答应佢嗰啲嘅兆头。
So that really encouraged me to understand what that set apart means and how much God loves us that He set us apart for Himself.
真系好鼓励我。当我哋答应神嘅呼召，分别自己嘅时候，神系点样为住嗰啲虔诚嘅人？分別俾佢自己人，必聽佢哋禱告祈求。
And I have to testify that I haven't completely understood what that set apart means。
我並非完全嘅知道乜嘢係分神點樣將我哋分別嚟歸佢，歸俾佢自己。
But I'm glad that I'm in that journey of completely understanding it。
但我相信神一直帶我哋往前嘅時候，神會俾我哋知道乜嘢係分別自己。
As we complete Book of Joshua,
当你读完约书亚记嘅时候
，and other books that we read, may God reveal that complete understanding for all of us, so that we enjoy in responding to that call.
并且喺其他嘅经文里边，神带我哋读嘅时候，我哋能够嚟 enjoy 就系嚟参与、嚟喜悦走呢条道路，系分别自己归俾主。
And we continue to live that set apart lives for Him.
我哋愿意喜悦嘅活呢条分别为圣归俾主嘅呢个嘅事实喺个经历里边继续往前。
May God bless this word in all of our lives.
愿主祝福呢啲话喺我嘅生命当中。
Loving Heavenly Father,
天父。
Thank you for this word, this encouragement you have given us this afternoon.
感謝你嘅對我哋嘅話，對我哋嘅鼓勵。
And thank you for your love that you have extended to all of us.
感謝你對我嘅大愛，對我哋每一個人付出嘅大愛。
And your patience in bearing our weaknesses.
並且你對我哋每一個人嘅弱點所發出嘅由細嘅忍耐。
Help us to continue to respond to your call.
主，願意幫助我哋嚟答應你對我哋嘅呼召。
Of living this set apart lives.
為著分別為聖歸俾你嘅自己呢件事情上面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶穌嘅名。
Amen.